So, Stanley McChrystal has been removed as commander of NATO troops in Afghanistan in light of those disparaging remarks he made or his senior team made about the Obama administration in the pages of a Rolling Stone article that's published today. Should his comments have cost him the job?
Conduct represented in the recently published article does not meet the standard that should be set by a commanding general. It undermines the civilian control of the military that is at the core of our democratic system. And it erodes the trust that's necessary for our team to work together to achieve our objectives in Afghanistan.
President Obama, of course, speaking in the Rose Garden. Todd Zwillick was there, Takeaway Washington correspondent. And Jen DiMascio is a Politico.com's Pentagon correspondent. She joins us from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, John.
Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
So, Jen, let's just take what Obama would have us believe was the takeaway from that meeting in the Rose Garden yesterday. Here he is saying what this is all about.
Let me say to the American people, this is a change in personnel, but it is not a change in policy.
Do the folks at the Pentagon believe that that is absolutely true, Jen DiMascio?
Well, to an extent. I mean, General Petraeus is coming over from Central Command, and he's really a part of the same school of thought that Stanley General McChrystal was. He's the guy who wrote the book on counterinsurgency operations, which is what McChrystal was stressing there.
And does that mean that the withdrawal for July 2011 is still going to happen, even given the challenges of a counterinsurgency campaign in Afghanistan?
Well, conceivably, although right now things are looking very difficult in Afghanistan. There's a review this December coming up, and some people think that that review may be used to kind of slow things down or push that deadline back a little bit.
Todd, you were there in the Rose Garden. Was General Petraeus just beaming with pride at this new assignment?
No, it wasn't a beam with pride kind of moment. It was a very sort of disappointed in reassessment moment. Petraeus was standing shoulder to shoulder with Joe Biden, with Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and the Secretary of Defense, Gates, all behind the president. No joy or beaming, just grim determination and a grim and determined tone in some ways taken by the president, reiterating his resolve to disrupt al-Qaeda, to defeat the Taliban, and to marginalize terrorism, all driven home as he reiterated what you just asked, Jen, that this is not a change in policy, but merely one of personnel. He really tried to drive that point home.
Well, it is a series of challenges, and already members of both parties on Capitol Hill have described the challenge that General Petraeus faces. Senator Kit Bond actually seeming to describe it as a bit of a trap for General Petraeus. Listen.
Then he's setting General Petraeus up for failure because our allies and our enemies are already planning on that withdrawal. And you cannot impose a calendar on success of a war, because the bad guys and the good guys both have calendars.
Now, is Bond going to be involved in the confirmation of General Petraeus to run this Afghan command, and will that question come up? Senator McCain says it's going to be the fastest confirmation in the history of the universe.
John, that
he will
question...
not be involved.
Oh. Go ahead, Jen.
In the
go ahead, Jen.
Sorry, he's not a part of the Senate Armed Services Committee that will be confirming, although he will have a vote when a larger Senate takes the matter up.
So, Todd, does this issue come up in the Armed Services Committee?
It absolutely does. And one thing that this untimely, change of command in Afghanistan has done is it's reopened the debate on Afghanistan at a time when a lot of people on the Hill and in Washington didn't really want to have it, John, in the middle of a summer, right before an election. It's true that McCain said this is going to be the fastest confirmation ever, but McCain and his Republican allies, including, well, Joe Lieberman's not a Republican, but he is his ally on this, all reiterated their strong, strong opposition to the idea of this July 11th timetable for beginning a withdrawal, and they've already reopened the idea of pushing back against that, and they'll continue to do that when those hearings take place as soon as Monday or Tuesday.
Jen DiMascio, the 2011 withdrawal date, Stanley McChrystal was very fond of, or famously said, that if there is not serious progress in Afghanistan by this fall, that would be fall of 2010, then the American people are going to start losing support for this war, and that the withdrawal will be inevitable. Is that a widely held view at the Pentagon?
Well, that's something that you hear out of Secretary Gates even last week on the Hill, that, you know, if conditions don't improve soon, that support is going to erode back home in America. And you already see that happening on Capitol Hill. A lot of the Democrats raising questions about it, and even some Republicans, including Rand Paul, beginning to doubt the war effort.
So Petraeus, of course, was brought in at the worst moment of the Iraq conflict by George W. Bush, and he certainly turned things around in Iraq. Are there lessons from Iraq, Jen DiMaccio, that can be applied in Afghanistan, even with the clock ticking so quickly, as you describe?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, they're two different theaters, and there are very different challenges within them. So it's... you know, Petraeus is really credited with turning Iraq around, but whether he'll be able to do the same in Afghanistan, where the situation is a lot more complicated, he's got to deal with more international partners than he did in Iraq. It's a very open question.
Indeed. Jen DiMaccio, Politico.com's Pentagon correspondent on the line from Washington, D.C. Todd, before we go, Dmitry Medvedev meets with Barack Obama today. They're supposed to talk about investment and economic issues, but I wonder if the Soviet experience in Afghanistan would come up at that meeting, Todd.
I wonder, too. But, John, if it hasn't come up already over the last 9.5 or 10 years between Russian leaders and American leaders, you wonder what there is to talk about now, right?
Well, I would think Medvedev would say, you know, Obama, get the heck out of there. Do not stick around past July 2011, I would think. You know,
provided he wants us to succeed.
I've been very good, don't you think, Todd, today?
Oh.
Not mentioning that you believed McChrystal would still have his job today?
I was hoping that wouldn't come up right here on the Takeaway. I was wrong.
All right. Yeah,
I was wrong.
But we still love you. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, who was in the Rose Garden yesterday for Obama's announcement.